So many things running through my mind on this feast of Corpus Christi. At the 9 o'clock Mass this morning, we finally were able to baptize those who had been preparing to be baptized at Easter Vigil. We finally welcomed into full communion those who had been preparing to be received in. They were confirmed, they received Holy Communion with great joy. It is with great joy that we gather again. More people this Sunday than the previous Sunday, and more people last Sunday than the Sunday before that. And I'm overjoyed to see how many people keep showing up, especially since the obligation to attend Mass has been lifted on Sundays. Coming from the Protestant Church, I've always thought this obligation to attend Mass was kind of strange. I didn't grow up in this Catholic Church where do this, do this, do this, do this, don't do that. And I couldn't understand why people would come here out of obligation and not out of love. And it's been amazing to see, even though we have anywhere from a third to a half of our normal attendance, that the people who are here want to be here. The people who are here choose to be here and choose to participate, to sing. Even with fewer numbers, we sound like we have a full church. And I'm not judging the ones who are not here because so many of our family can't be here because of their underlying health conditions. And so God understands that, we understand that, and we don't judge. But I think it's great, and I wish the church would suspend the obligation completely, because you should be here out of love, not out of obligation. Spouses who remain in marriages because of obligation and not love, that's a lifeless marriage. Jesus has given us himself, his body, his blood, his soul, and his divinity. That what we celebrate here is Jesus' wedding feast with us. So much does God love us that we are intimately intertwined, like a husband and wife, that Christ loves his church, his bride. And so we gather. We gather from near and far. We gather here out of love this Sunday, and not out of obligation, not out of fear of going to hell. We gather here because we love God. We gather here because we love Holy Mother Church, especially the divine institution of the church that Jesus founded. The human church, that human institution, it will fail us from time to time and continues to, because we humans, each and every one of us, are sinful. As many of you know, I became Catholic way back when, in 1982, when I was 18, that I felt God leading me into this faith. And I had many people ask me then, and continue to ask me to this day, why did you become Catholic? For me, it's the Eucharist. The Eucharist led me into the church, knowing that I was receiving the body and blood, the soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he gave for us at that Last Supper, that he took that Jewish Passover meal that had been celebrated for centuries and generations, and he transformed it. He fulfilled all of God's promises to God's people in that meal, and then his sacrifice on the cross. And what Jesus said was true. Take this. This is my body. Eat it. Drink this cup. For it is the blood shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. I've had people ask, why do you remain in the church when the church often fails? And I said, how could I walk away from the Eucharist? How could I turn my back on Holy Mother Church that gives me life in the sacraments. That what we celebrate here at Mass is the source and summit of our Catholic Christian faith. I've had people tell me over the years, so you believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist? Yes. Why would I not? The gospel that we heard today, just a short section of the sixth chapter of John, the Bread of Life discourse, that is the heart of it. Jesus says, unless you eat my body, unless you drink my blood, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you do not have life within you. I don't want to be a walking zombie in this earth, for we have plenty of those walking around who don't understand or realize why God created them and put them here at this place and this time in history. But each one of us was created in God's image and God's likeness for full communion with God and with each other. And that communion is based in God's love for us, shown forth in the sacrifice of the Mass, where Jesus lived his life to the full, laid it down for you and for me, and continues to offer himself in the most holy sacrament of the altar, to heal us, to nourish us, to bring us strength to walk this journey of faith in this life. He says, whoever eats my body, whoever drinks my blood, will have everlasting life. He is the way, the truth, and the life, the only way through this life to eternal life. There is no other. Right after this, the next few verses in the gospel, it goes on to say how many could not accept what he said. Many could not accept this teaching. It was too difficult for them. And so they left. One by one, two by two. There was hardly anybody left after this. But he looked around, Jesus did, at his disciples. Do you want to leave too? Is this too difficult for you to understand? And Peter speaks up boldly, brashly. The 68th verse of the sixth chapter of John, which is my license plate, by the way. Some people have asked me, oh, you were born in the sixth month of 68? Nope. Fourth month of 64, then what's your license plate? John 6, 68. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life.